It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. A third of U.S. adults say they spend time on TikTok. Listen to this. 6 in 10 teenagers use the social media platform, and most of them say they are on it every day. The Pew Research Center discovered earlier this year that amount of users who say they get news on TikTok has doubled in just a few years. Now, Pew is asking some more questions about that content. Joining us, Aaron Smith, Pew Research Director of Data Labs. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So why do people say they use TikTok? Is it for news or is it for other content?
So it's for a mix of things. The vast majority tell us that they go there just because it's entertaining. Around 40% say they use it to get news. And about a third say they use it to keep up with politics. And we saw something very similar when we looked at the types of accounts that people actually follow on the platform.
Talk about those accounts. What are you seeing?
Sure. So what we found when we looked at the types of accounts U.S. adults follow there, it's a lot of what you might call social media native content creators or influencers of various kinds. It's a lot of traditional celebrities. It's very few traditional journalists, politicians, people we might think of as sort of civic actors. And when we look at the types of content they're getting, it lines up a lot with what we see when we ask them in surveys why they use the platform. 6 in 10 of the accounts people follow post about pop culture and entertainment. We see a lot of the things that you associate with TikTok, viral dances, humorous content, sort of personal vlogs, a lot of sponsored content, not too much in the way of politics and news.
That's really interesting, Aaron, because I'm sure you've heard conversations from, for example, political candidates and from news outlets trying to figure out how do they use this platform to their advantage. But that may be a lost cause then, based on what you're hearing.
I wouldn't say it's a lost cause, because clearly people are getting that content there. I think the thing that we're seeing is that to the extent that people are getting, you know, news content, information about the world, content related to politics, it tends to be fairly intermittent in their feeds, and it comes as you might call it the side dish to the entree of fun, entertaining, humorous content. One of the things that we found was that the vast majority of the accounts people follow who talk about news and politics also talk about other what you might consider to be more frivolous or lighthearted topics. So about 40% of accounts that talk about news and politics also talked about pop culture and entertainment. About a third interspersed that with humorous or funny content. So I think in a lot of ways what's happening is you know, people are going to this platform for entertainment, to get their latest celebrity gossip, to hear what their latest beauty influencer is up to. And as they're getting that information, there might be a little bit of political information interspersed in there, or they might have a few videos about those other topics and then talk a little bit about something else that's happening in the world that's a little more newsy, if you might call it that, in nature. So I think in large part it speaks to just how kind of different platforms like TikTok are from what we might think of as classic sort of, you know, news or civic information.
Yeah, Aaron, it's interesting because it seems so much different, for example, than X, where it seems like that's where a lot of people do go to for news. You know, compare this TikTok experience with other social media sites.
Absolutely. And so there's a couple ways to look at this. So if you ask people whether they get news, certainly there are larger shares of people getting news on other platforms like X specifically. And when you look at the accounts that people follow, particularly the top accounts, we've done some work on X, or as it was called, Twitter, at the time we did this study, doing a similar analysis of the accounts that people follow. And when you look at the top accounts on X, they're much more prominently featuring big name politicians, major media outlets, a much smaller share of celebrities, influencers, et cetera. So certainly the notion that, and this is something that we've seen for many years in our research, is that people go to different platforms for different purposes. And clearly, in some sense, a platform like X has carved out a niche for itself as a place where people explicitly go to get news about the world, news about things that are happening in real time, process events as they're happening. TikTok seems to be a place where people certainly encounter that information, but it tends to be done in a more tangential way as they're going about sort of the main point of their being there, which seems to be more focused on entertainment, influencer content, that sort of thing.
It sounds almost like what our face-to-face interactions with people would be socially.
Right. Yeah. You think about most people, I would say, obviously, this is not everyone, but for most folks, you don't necessarily jump right into what's happening in the presidential election or Israel Gaza. You chat about what's going on. You talk about your friend who's you both know and what they're up to. You talk about sports for a little bit. You maybe share some health and fitness tips. And eventually you might intersperse some discussion about weightier issues or the news of the day. So I think that's spot on. I think that really does, in many ways, kind of line up with how we engage with each other face-to-face or in person, with our friends. I think that's a very interesting and on-point comment.
We're speaking with Aaron Smith, Pew Research Director of Data Labs. When you looked at the people that you surveyed, I think if I recall, almost 900 people. How much overlap is there in the accounts on TikTok that they follow? Does it seem like there's some that everyone seems to follow, like we see on other platforms?
So clearly there are definitely accounts that are wildly popular, that are followed by large numbers of people. But when you break that down to the level of the individual user, Everyone's experience on TikTok, at least as pertains to the people they follow, is fairly unique and quite individual. So to give you a sense of how we sort of quantified that, as you mentioned, we had about 650 people who we surveyed and had a public following list that we could sort of see. Of those 650 people, they collectively followed about a quarter million accounts between them. Only 5% of those accounts were followed by even 5 of the users in our sample. So very little overlap at the individual level from person to person. So if I took your following list and compared it to the following list of someone else who uses TikTok, you might have a handful of accounts that you both follow that line up with each other. But by and large, your viewing experience is going to be very unique to you and your personal tastes and your personal interests. And then, when you layer the sort of algorithmic nature of the TikTok feed on top of that, it really speaks to a world in which everyone is getting a wildly different viewing experience. And it's very hard to sense a great deal of overlap in terms of the particular accounts or particular videos that any individual person might be seeing. Again, a very big contrast to a world just a few decades ago when we were all sitting down at the same time to watch one of 3 or 4 news programs all at the same time on on the same box in the same place in our homes.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron, for you, as we wrap up, what would you say your one big takeaway or surprise from this was?
One big surprise for me, and I actually don't know that it's a surprise once we started thinking about it, but the way in which accounts talk about different topics as they go up in overall popularity. So one of the really fun findings we found in this is that as these accounts that we studied accrued more followers, they became less and less likely to talk about politics or to talk about news and current events. At the same time, they became way more likely to talk about sponsored content, to intersperse promotional material into their feeds. And so I think it sort of speaks in an interesting way to the nature of what it means to be a quote unquote internet celebrity, that once you reach a certain level of popularity, you're going to steer clear a little bit from some of the touchier, more sensitive topics, and maybe in part do that because of the branding opportunities that are out there or opportunities to make a little bit of money off of your popularity. So I think it speaks in an interesting way to what it means to be an influencer in the world today and the types of people who people are getting those political messages from. They're not necessarily the tip of the tip in terms of the influencers that we might collectively know. So that's a little bit of a deep cut, but one of my personal favorite fun findings from the report.
Aaron, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
That is Aaron Smith, Pew Research Director of Data Labs. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.